This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Russia is pointing a finger at the U.S., angry about President Biden's decision to send Ukraine rocket systems, helicopters, anti-tank weapons systems, and other weapons. The AP's Sagar Magani.
In a New York Times essay, President Biden writes he's decided to give the Ukrainians advanced rocket systems that'll let them more precisely strike key targets. Two U.S. officials say a new security package to be unveiled today will include what are considered medium-range rockets, which generally can travel about 45 miles. Just Monday, the president said the U.S. would not send rocket systems that can strike into Russia, but any weapon system can do that if close enough to the border. And while Ukrainian officials have assured the U.S. they will not fire into Russian territory, Moscow doesn't buy that and says Washington's pouring fuel on the fire.
Hundreds of students walked out of class and gathered in downtown Minneapolis to demand tougher gun laws in the wake of last week's shooting at Robb Elementary School in Uvalde, Texas. And we're learning more now about how the Texas shooter got into the school. The AP's Jennifer King.
State investigators say a teacher propped the door open with a rock, but then removed the rock and closed the door when she realized there was a shooter on campus. But the closed door did not lock.
Agatha, the storm that battered Mexico in the last few days, may reform in the Gulf of Mexico and possibly threaten parts of Florida by this weekend, says the National Hurricane Center. Parents who depend on baby formula may not see immediate relief from the president's plan to ease nationwide shortages, but he is meeting virtually today with infant formula manufacturers. And if you haven't filled up your tank lately, gas is $4.67 a gallon this morning, says the AAA. This is AP News. Shanghai, China's biggest city, is beginning to get back to normal after a two-month COVID lockdown. It's just now beginning to ease. The AP's Ben Thomas.
People turned out at midnight to celebrate the lifting of the strict two-month lockdown. By morning, traffic, pedestrians, and joggers were reappearing on Shanghai's streets as China's largest city began returning to normal. The Communist Party is declaring the lockdown a success. It upended daily life for millions while severely disrupting the economy and global supply chains.
On this first day of the Atlantic hurricane season, federal officials are rolling out a new plan to revise building codes here in the U.S. so communities can better fight hurricanes, flooding, wildfires, and other extreme weather events that are intensifying due to climate change. The program is designed to help buildings withstand damage caused by all natural disasters. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to six guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.